AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been another freight train derailment with hazardous materials on board. This time it happened near Detroit, but officials say none of the chemicals leaked out. The train's operated by Norfolk Southern, the same company under fire from residents in Palestine, Ohio, where a derailment earlier this month forced evacuations and caused environmental damage. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown met with residents.
We hold Norfolk Southern accountable. That means accountable for the test for people to move back in, accountable for all the cleanup that will take weeks. I don't know how long, but at least weeks.
The EPA says public water is safe, but people with private wells need to have them checked. A Shreveport, Louisiana police officer is charged with negligent homicide in the fatal shooting this month of Alonzo Bagley. He was being questioned about a domestic violence incident when he fled from police and was shot. This is the body cam video.
Oh, God! You shot me.
Dispatch, send EMS right now. Shots fired.
The five ex-Memphis police officers charged in the fatal beating last month of Tyree Nichols will be in court today to answer to the murder charges against them. Forecasters are calling for 6 inches of snow in Maine from a winter storm that blasted the northern plains this week. Heavy rainstorms, even tornadoes, are still possible from northern Florida into the Carolinas. Four more miraculous rescues in Turkey. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Neslihan Kilic, a 29-year-old mother of two, has been removed from the rubble of a building in Karamanmaraş after being trapped for 258 hours when a forklift operator lifted her bed and noticed a hand moving.
This is AP News. It's expected a Georgia prosecutor will impanel a new grand jury to consider possible charges against allies of Donald Trump for the efforts to change the outcome of the 2020 election and now possibly perjury for some of the witnesses. The AP's Kate Brumback reports.
Former President Trump was not one of the roughly 75 people who testified before the special grand jury, so he is not one of the people that they believe committed perjury. The investigation is ongoing.
A suspect has been taken into custody in connection with the shootings of two Jewish men outside synagogues in Los Angeles this week. Investigators believe that these were hate crimes. The violence set off fear among the city's Jewish community. Police have increased patrols around houses of worship. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.